Barometers are just one of the tools that weather forecasters use to predict the weather. The barometer measures changes in atmospheric pressure. Rick Fritch of the National Weather Service in Juneau tells us what the standard pressure on the planet is.
The average pressure on the planet, or what we call a standard pressure, is 1,013 millibars. And that corresponds to what's called an altimeter setting of 29.92 inches of mercury. And those two represent the same pressure.
If you monitor the barometer on a regular basis, you may have noticed that Wrangell's pressure tends to be higher than the standard pressure. Fritch explains why the panhandle has that trend.
The panhandle in southeast Alaska often has what we'll call a surface high pressure ridge, or basically an area of higher than this normal that I've mentioned, 29.92.
The current barometer reading, as well as looking at the trends of the readings, supplies important information for weather forecasting. Fritch gives us examples of what the current reading can tell us. He's starting with a barometer reading taken on September 12th, which was the day of our interview.
If I'm looking at the data right now, it looks like your altimeter setting and being reported by that electronic sensor down at the airport is 30.14 inches of mercury. So today is a very typical day. The pressure there in Wrangell, a little bit higher than the quote-unquote normal of 29.92 inches. And that tells you something. It tells you that there is this typical high-pressure ridge sitting over the top of southeast Alaska. That quick snapshot, high pressure over the panhandle, well, that typically equates to stratiform clouds, or this gray sheet of clouds that covers the panhandle, and the very light rain or drizzle that goes on all day long. That's typical high pressure weather for us here. Another snapshot look at what the barometer is telling you is if you see pressures that are, you know, instead of 30.14 inches of mercury, maybe you've got 28.65 inches of mercury. So then you know there's a very significant low-pressure system within the area. Okay, it's probably a fair bet that if not at Wrangell, somewhere nearby, there's a lot of wind.
Keeping track of the barometer readings will give you an idea of the trend. Fritch tells us what a rapidly changing trend generally means for our area.
The faster that barometer changes with each hour, the bigger this thing called the pressure gradient, and the stronger the winds tend to be.
The pressure gradient, or slope, of the barometer readings establishes one of the main forces on the air to make it move as wind. Fritch further explains how to use the barometer trend to forecast weather.
If the pressure is rising very, very slowly, and like today, there's not much of a pressure trend going on, the altimeter setting has been fairly steady. It's been ranging from 3017 to 30.14 over the last 18 hours. So there's been a very weak trend. That equates to probably fairly light wind situation. The flip side of that is when the pressure begins to decrease fairly far, that means we have a very strong low pressure system or storm coming in from the Gulf. Then we have sheets of gray clouds with heavy rain coming in at times and strong wind.
There is a lot more to consider than just the barometer readings to forecast the weather. Fritch explains that to predict nice weather for our area, you would need to know where the high pressure system is coming from.
We get good weather out of high pressure when it comes in from the northeast, from the interior of Canada. There's a huge mountain range between us and British Columbia. On the other side of that mountain range, the air is typically much more dry. And when we get high pressure that settles in from Canada, overall low-level wind is from the interior out towards the ocean. Then we have clearing skies, dry weather, just beautiful days. So you can get very good at being able to know just exactly what to expect in terms of sky condition and winds, maybe even temperatures, whether or not it's going to rain, by just knowing where the high or the low is and what the trend on the barometer is.
That was Rick Fritch of the National Weather Service in Juneau, and that concludes our two-part informational series on the barometer. This is Kelly Decker reporting for KSTK.